Hello again. This is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a saguaro cactus out here in beautiful arid Arizona. From various semi-tropical oases such as Tempe, Tucson, Mesa, and Points West. I'm sitting here with my cohort and sometime sidekick Zuni Bob, not on our usual accommodations of aluminum and nylon reclining folding lawn chairs, but on a matched pair of stuffed Gila Monster recliners on loan to us from Manny's Exotic Arizona Leather Emporium. Lazy Boys. That's from Manny's in the dry wash just south of the Barry Goldwater Memorial Roping and Wrestling Arena. Me and Bob are sitting here, clutching a couple of cold ones, planning for and anticipating the weekend when we can kick back. Of course, as busy as we are tanning, the only other activity we can engage in is discussion. And we've been discussing progress. You know, you can usually spot progress. Like the progress evident in the change from the abacus to pencil and paper to the adding machine to your $2 disposable solar calculators. Now that's progress. From the Model T to the Model A to the Chevrolet. That's progress. From straight razors to safety razors to twin blade and electric razors. Just don't expect to carry an Norelco into the Dew Drop In and be able to count on it for any real protection. But it's progress. But sometimes it's not so clear-cut, this progress business. Take, for instance, the 44-ounce plastic, recyclable, but otherwise indestructible Big Gulp cups from the 7-Eleven on the corner. You can't bring yourself to toss a tacky but perfectly reusable soft drink cup in the trash. What this has done has been to cause us to ignore a staple of our American culture, jelly jars. When was the last time you enjoyed your orange juice with Yogi Bear and Boo Boo? Don't you long for the days when you could pour your milk in behind Fred and Wilma, dancing around, singing Yabba Dabba Doo? Instead, you got to try to quench your thirst with a soda in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cup from some hamburger joint that employs 15-year-old airheads who can neither take orders nor make change. So me and Bob decided to contact the Bama Jelly and Preserve Company in, I believe, Alabama, to see what can be done about this situation. In the meantime, until we get a reply, you hang in there and hold on to them. This is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a saguaro cactus.